Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.2, Understanding User Personas. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, User-Centered Design Principles in the UI/UX Design for Frontend Developers in FinTech course. In this lesson, we'll explore what user personas are, how to create and utilize them effectively, and examine practical case study examples relevant to the finance and FinTech industries. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to create user personas to inform design decisions and improve user experience. Main content: what are user personas? User personas are fictional characters that represent a segment of your target users. They are created based on data and insights gathered from real users, including demographics, behaviors, needs, and goals. The purpose of user personas is to help designers understand and empathize with the users during the design process. In the fintech sector, for instance, a user persona could represent a young professional seeking a budgeting app. This persona might include details such as age, income, financial goals, and pain points like managing student loan debt. By creating a user persona, designers can tailor their products to meet the specific needs of this group, ensuring a more user-centered approach to the design. User personas serve multiple functions. They guide design decisions by keeping the focus on the user's needs. They facilitate communication between team members, ensuring everyone is aligned on who the target users are. They can be used to validate design choices, as they provide a benchmark against which design concepts can be evaluated. Creating and utilizing personas. Creating effective user personas involves a few key steps. First, gather qualitative and quantitative data through user interviews, surveys, and user analytics. This data will help you identify patterns and common characteristics among your users. Next, segment your users based on the data collected. For example, you might categorize users by their financial literacy, age, or specific financial goals. Once you have your segments, create detailed personas that include not just demographic information but also insights into their motivations, preferences, and challenges. When utilizing personas, it's important to keep them accessible. Display them prominently in your design environment and refer to them during brainstorming sessions. Encourage your team to think about how each design decision affects the personas. For example, if a feature is being developed for a persona who is tech-savvy, you might opt for a more complex interface, while a persona who is less familiar with technology might require a simpler, more intuitive design. Finally, remember that personas should be living documents. As you gather more data and insights about your users, revisit and update your personas to ensure they remain accurate and relevant. Case study examples. To bring the concept of user personas to life, let's examine a few relevant case studies from the finance and fintech sectors. Budgeting app for millennials. A fintech company developed a budgeting app aimed at young professionals. They created a user persona named Sarah, a 28-year-old marketing executive with a steady income but struggling to manage her expenses. By focusing on Sarah's pain points, the design team prioritized features like expense tracking and personalized budgeting tips. The result was an app that resonated with its target audience and led to high user retention rates. Investment platform for new investors. Another example involves a user persona named Mark, a 35-year-old teacher looking to enter the world of investing. The company identified his lack of investment knowledge as a barrier. They designed an onboarding process that included educational resources tailored to Mark's learning style, which significantly improved user engagement and satisfaction. Retirement planning tool for baby boomers. A financial service provider targeted baby boomers with a retirement planning tool. The user persona Linda, a 60-year-old retiree, was created to reflect the needs of this demographic. Features such as simplified language and clear visuals helped Linda navigate her retirement options with ease, ultimately leading to a successful product launch. These case studies illustrate the power of user personas in informing design decisions and enhancing user experience in the finance and fintech industries. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the concept of user personas and their critical role in user-centered design. We discussed how to create and utilize personas effectively, as well as examined practical case studies from the finance and fintech sectors that demonstrate their impact on design decisions. By applying what you've learned, you will be better equipped to create user personas that enhance the user experience in your projects. Reflection questions: how can you apply the concept of user personas to inform your design decisions in your current or future projects? What methods will you use to gather data for creating user personas in your work environment? How can you ensure your user personas remain relevant and useful as your user base evolves?